What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Well, I present to you very good news. I think it's very good news. We are now through 2 days of training camp for the New York Jets and the New York Giants, and there are no major injuries to report. And that is literally, Tiki, what I take out of the early days of training camp. When I hear that Aaron Rodgers looked amazing, or I hear that Daniel Jones was throwing the deep ball, I say, okay, great. That's freaking fantastic. Right.
They barely have pads on. They're not really playing football yet. It's right. All good. You're supposed to look good when there's not real action or competition.
Absolutely. So I hear that, and I know why it's tweeted out there, and I know why you're excited if you get to go to one of these practices. But at the end of the day, I'm only speaking for myself. When I hear that kind of stuff, I'm like, oh, whatever. What I care about is health. Mm. And Jermaine Illuminor, who went down scarily the other day, apparently is okay. Yeah. So that's great news for the New York football Giants.
Tweeting or on X or was it Instagram, whatever it was. He said, I'm good.
He said, I'm good. And apparently he's good. But one thing I am fascinated about, because it's kind of a mental game that maybe all of us can play at home. No matter what you do for a living, whether you're on the radio like me and you, whether you're an accountant, whether you're a waiter, whether you're a sanitation worker, whether you're a teacher. And that is the idea that your employer wanted to replace you. Okay, they wanted to replace you, and they tried to replace you, and they failed at it. Now, the reality is...
Failed at it. It's an interesting way to put it.
It's a good way to look at it, right? Now, I'm sure, without ever knowing, this company's tried to replace me, and I just may not know about it.
It's good for you.
And ignorance is sometimes bliss,
But you know what? But being informed is actually motivating.
You think so?
100%.
Would you want to be told you're being replaced, whether it was as a football player or even now?
They didn't have to tell me. They drafted Ron Dane in the first round.
That's true. That's a good point.
they brought in Joe Montgomery from Ohio State.
Yeah.
I think it was a third rounder or fourth rounder. I can't remember now. Right? Of course, you always think about getting replaced. But in football, it's kind of... It's par for the course.
It is par. Look, right? It's
like
more
they're going to try to bring depth / replacement every single year.
Yeah, like,
so it's different.
It is different. Like, I'm not a professional athlete. Lugie isn't a professional athlete. I don't think Lugie wants to know that there was an attempt in the last 2 years to replace him by trying to coax Al Dukes to come to afternoons. He doesn't want to know that. Like, you'd rather not know that information.
Or I wasn't Craig's first choice to be the producer of Carnan Roberts, that Evan told me that one day.
But I did tell him.
I didn't need to know that information, although Craig made it clear on the air he didn't like me, but I need to know it off air either.
That is true. But what I find so fascinating is
doesn't
that...
doesn't matter, you're here.
Well, you could look at it that way.
That's ultimately what it comes down to.
And the reason I bring this all up, hello SNY, is that's what Daniel Jones went through. Like, for anyone who has watched Hard Knocks or didn't watch Hard Knocks, because I don't know how many people are watching it, but what I will tell you is the Giants confirmed what was reported a few months ago. And sometimes things are reported, they don't turn out to be true, or at least there's a mystery of, was that true? It was being reported, I'm not sure. But it was confirmed that Joe Shane and the Giants love Jaden Daniels. Seemed like they also liked Drake May, and they were trying to trade up to replace Daniel Jones. Because if you draft a quarterback at 3 or 4, you are replacing Daniel Jones, period, stop. And so Daniel got to see that. Now, we also know that Joe Shane was telling him that as it was occurring. And I just wonder, as training camp begins, even though none of it happened, doesn't that affect you a little bit?
I mean, no, not really. It motivates you. And it's different for quarterbacks because of the money that's involved. Right? Daniel Jones is somewhat protected because of his signing bonus. And even though we know that there's an out after this year, or actually it was an out after last year, so they could do it this year, but it's still going to be a pretty big hit on the cap, right?
But they still tried to replace him.
I agree, but it's like, you're still kind of protected. It's not like we can cut you and it costs us nothing, right? That's different. For Daniel Jones, though, he has to face the reality. And Joe Shane said it on the Hard Knocks. And I think he actually said this on a podcast talking about Hard Knocks. He said he basically went to Daniel Jones and said, you've missed 17 games.
Yes.
In the 2 years that we've been here.
Yes.
That's basically an entire season.
Right.
Even though it's split up over multiple years. So for the Giants, they had to at least give themselves some insurance. And you never want to be that head coach, general manager combination that doesn't draft your quarterback and just deals with what you were given. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That always feels unfair. So if they got fired, they're not getting fired, by the way. But let's say they had a bad season. They get fired this year. Daniel Jones is terrible. They're going to leave going, man, we never actually got our quarterback.
Yeah, they went down with the prior administration's
quarterback. Right. And so, I don't think that's an issue, them being on the hot seat and getting fired and all that, that conversation. But they have to at least explore it. And it just wasn't right. They tried.
They truly tried. They tried to replace him.
He was on. They were having conversations with the Patriots, at least according to Hard Knocks, like right up into the draft.
Yeah.
Right. Tell me if you want to leave. I mean, tell me if you want to move. And look, the reality is the Patriots also don't have a quarterback, so they needed to draft a quarterback,
which is why it never made full sense.
But the Giants were trying, is the point.
So,
but I commend them that they told. They told Daniel Jones.
Look,
and this is no different, just for a second, back, this is no different than what happened, what they highlighted with Ernie Accorsi when they drafted Eli Manning, or at least they drafted Phillip Rivers and then swapped picks with the Chargers for Eli Manning. They told Kerry Collins, and I remember it. They told him, we are going to go after a quarterback. It's not that we don't think you can play for a year or two more years, but we need to draft our future. And Kerry said, fine, let me go.
Right.
And they let him go.
Right.
And they bring in Kurt Warner, and then they draft Eli Manning. We all know what happened. So, at least they're being honest about
it. I love that they were honest. Like, I thought that was really important. I remember you and I had an argument about something very similar, not involving a New York team. I think it was around Kirk Cousins them drafting a young quarterback. And my point to you was, boy, they needed to tell him. They couldn't surprise him. I think
that was the one thing. The only thing about Kirk Cousins is that he hadn't been there. Like, he was also just brought
in. Totally understand that. Maybe they didn't feel a loyalty to him, but I admire that Joe Shane was open with Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. I admire that. I've said this before. You know, I joke about, would we all want to be replaced? I remember the architect being honest about situations around here that involved me and didn't involve me. And I always appreciated that because I was like, yeah, be honest. Tell me the deal. Tell me, yeah, you may go over here. Like, I love that. And you know why that works? Because now, all these years later, I will trust that man.
Of course.
And so what it does is it builds trust.
Trust is everything.
If you do something and you really don't have any idea about it and it sneaks up on you, you may not hate the person. You're just not going to trust them. Mm-hmm. You're just going to be like, yeah, whatever. I trust the architect because of that. And I would think that Daniel Jones, and really anybody watching, would look at Joe Shane and say, I trust him. He was very honest about that.
Right.
Now, do you think it could serve as motivation?
For Daniel Jones,
knowing that they were trying to replace him?
I got to be honest. I don't think it matters for Daniel Jones. I don't think he lacks motivation.
That's what Daboll said, by the way, because he was asked about that the other day.
I don't see, and I've known Daniel for a while now because he came here. I told you this story before when he was still in going into his senior.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Year at Duke, or actually his junior year at Duke, he came here and he was just hanging out with me and BT. It was actually really cool guy, cool kid. And then he gets drafted here. And so, like, I knew his personality a little bit. I was like, man, that actually might work because he's so much like Eli, meaning demeanor-wise. Not he's physically better athlete, but demeanor-wise. I was like, dude, that might work here. And it's just been injuries. But every time he gets hurt, you see him motivated to come back and be better.
Yeah.
And so I don't think the idea that they were trying to replace him, and hell, they may even do it next year as well, is going to affect how he prepares.
By the way,
I think he just grinds over and over and over and over again. And I'll give you the perfect example of this. So I was down in at Princeton because Jason Garrett has a camp every summer. This is when Jason was the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, those good old times. Right?
Not good old times, but when he was the offensive coordinator for the Giants. I know, I'm just keeping it real. So people don't take that audio and say, oh, Evan thinks the Giants were good old times when Joe Judge and Jason Garrett. But Jason told me, he's like, Daniel Jones is amazing. Like, he's there every day. He's the first one in, last one out. He's as fast as the fastest guy on the team. He's as strongest guy, relatively speaking, obviously. And he just grinds. And that was a new regime. Like, it's just who he is. I don't think he needs motivation. I think it's just innate in him.
You said something, though, and I believe this is true, even if it's for well down the road.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they were trying to replace him shows you they're going to replace him.
Unless he's just great and stays healthy. But it's got to be 2 years.
I'm not even sure if a great, healthy year is going to change that. Now,
it depends on who's available. Because here's the reality. Yeah, yeah. If he has a great, healthy year, they're not drafting anywhere near the top.
You're right.
I think there's only two quarterbacks here, right? It's Quinn and
Carson Beck.
And Carson
he got
Beck.
A whole year. That can change,
right,
though.
Right, but I'm just saying, the quarterbacks are going to go at the top. So if Daniel Jones has a great, healthy year, they're going to pick 20th.
No, I get that, and that's part of why they were thinking about drafting a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Joe Shane even said it. When you're picking this high, you're hoping not to pick that high again. Yes. You could move to 3, and you could get that guy. But I think it shows you a lack of trust. And look, I agree with Joe Shane. Every opinion that Joe expressed on Hard Knocks is something I've been saying on the radio for 2 years, which is, I like Daniel Jones. I think he's good. I think he's fine. I don't trust him to stay healthy.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Joe Shane thought. It's exactly what I think. Most people have the opinion of, he sucks.
Yeah, he doesn't suck. He's just not healthy. And so when you're not healthy, that's just your MO. That is just who you are.
Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. It's July 25th. We've been together for a full year.
Mm-hmm.
I give you honestly how I feel. Sometimes I'm really right about things. Sometimes I'm very wrong. I was very wrong about these two games against the Yankees, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty right at the beginning of the year that I think the Mets will be a lot better than people think. And I was also very right about the Giants last year. I had a very negative feeling towards them coming off a playoff.
I know. I wasn't that different than you.
No, you weren't that different, but
maybe two games more.
But those two games still caused you to say, Evan, you're a hater. You did say that.
Yeah,
I remember those words.
Hater. You were a hater.
No, but I was right.
Because you were only right because they were so banged up.
But that was part of my concern. My concern was about the offensive line. My concern was about their young corners.
Yeah, no, you're right. Maybe I didn't calculate that.
Okay.
And again,
getting to know me.
No, to me, I assume health.
That's fine.
I just assume guys are going to be healthy.
Listen.
Even though I shouldn't.
It's in football, you can't.
Right.
So last year, a year ago at this time, I said to you, look, Teak, not trying to be a hater. Look, Sean, not trying to be a hater. Loogie, I'm surrounded by Giant fans. I said, honestly, my IFO opinion is they're going to win 6 games and have a lousy year.
Mm-hmm.
And you got mad at me, and Giant fans were mad at me, blah, blah, blah. What I told you at the time is what I'm about to tell you again. I'm just telling you how I honestly think. I'm not ready to give you a win total. I'm not there yet. I got to do some more studying. But as I sit here today, day 2 of NFL training camp, I feel pretty good about the Giants. I feel better about the Giants than most Giant fans. I think they're going to exceed expectations.
Yeah, 4 games. That's the win total currently.
I've seen that number. I don't want to say that's crazy. I understand why people are saying that. That's fine. I think that, put it this way, and I'll give you a win total next week. Is that fair?
Fair.
Yeah, we're starting August. August 1st. What day is August 1st? Is that Thursday?
Thursday.
Thursday.
Thursday or Friday.
Coming up on August 1st, I believe August is the time to do it. I'm going to give you an official number. And you're all going to give official numbers.
Yep. That's the day of the Hall of Fame game. Makes sense.
That makes perfect sense. And then what we do, I don't know if you remember this, used to do this with Craig a lot too, it was very important, is every week I'm going to ask you your update. Because it may change.
Yes, depending on what happens.
Sure.
The development of the young player or the health of whoever.
Or maybe even in your case, a conversation. You talk to a lot of guys around the league. Yeah. Maybe you're going to say, boy, you know what? I had this conversation with Dave's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up in that win total. He got me pumped up. So
Before I was with you and nobody wanted to hear it, when I met with Joe Shane.
Yeah.
And he told me the strength of this team is going to be the run game and Saquon Barkley. I just parroted it. And guess what the strength was? It was the run game and Saquon.
And they made the playoffs.
But so you're right.
But as I sit here right now, I lean towards, before I give you a win total, that in December, they're playing meaningful football. In December, they're the in-the-hunt graphic that you see on CBS and Fox.
Well, I think, they weren't this year, but they did play competitive football. They didn't win a lot, but they played competitive football last year.
They were in a Fugazi race, a race that I would bring up on the air and say, hey, here are the scenarios, and you guys would yell at me. And I said, look, I'm not telling you it's going to happen, but here are the scenarios. I think they'll be better than that. I think we're talking about relevant December football for the Giants. And look, their offensive line gets banged up again. I see Jermaine Illuminor laying on the ground the other day. Of course it can all go to craps. Yeah. Andrew Thomas gets hurt. Of course it can go all to craps. But there's something you said about Daniel Jones that I kind of buy. Like, I could see him staying healthy this year. I could see the luck kind of bouncing his way. And when he is healthy, he's good.
He's actually really good. And especially now that he has some weapons that he can throw the ball downfield to. Sean alluded to it, or maybe you did earlier, about all we're seeing from the early parts of training camp is Daniel Jones throwing bombs.
Yeah, that was Sean.
Daniel Jones throwing bombs.
Sean's watching tape already because he's giving up on the Yankees.
Did you see the back shoulder, too?
Yeah.
There's a reason we're in primetime early.
Stop.
Let's get back to your calls. A lot of baseball today. The Yankee fan is depressed. The Met fan is still celebrating, though the Met fan's focus needs to turn slightly from the enjoyment of sweeping the Yankees to the magnitude of what's going to take place at Citi Field in a little bit less than 3 hours, and that's the beginning of a huge four-game series against the Atlanta Braves. Let's go to Peter in New Jersey. What's up, Peter?
Hey, what's going on? Evan Peaky, huge fan. Peaky, diehard Giants fan.
Appreciate it, dude.
Calling. Evan, I think you're a little fugazi, man. All those road trips over the years that you've done, you're telling me you never leaked yourself before?
Never.
Come on, buddy.
Not one time, and I've done many. Telling you. I would admit it. Why would I not admit that? I admit everything else on the radio.
I don't know about that one. I'm with Sean. I think Sean's a real man. He can admit it.
Absolutely. Amen.
He's a real man because he went in his pants. I have perfected the road trip. In fact, speaking of the road trip, I got to make a confession to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys remember that computer issue that hit the world last week?
Yes. Yes. Last, like, Tuesday or Wednesday.
So I was obviously in Mexico, and I heard about this, and I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, it was Friday. Yeah.
It was Friday? It was before I flew back from Mexico, but there was that computer issue that started to ground flights all over the world.
Yes.
And so I hear about this. I'm like, honey, we may be stuck in Mexico. And her first response was, will they let you do shows from Mexico? And I was like, well,
Did you have your Comrex?
I did not. I did not travel there. So I said, I don't know. And I said, but honey, I like Mexico. I'm having a good time. But this creates an opportunity. And she's like, well, what do you mean? I said, I have a dream. And that dream has been to drive cross-country. I've never done it.
Wow.
The longest drive I've ever done was from New York to St. Louis or New York to Milwaukee. I'm not sure which one's longer, but I did both of those road trips separately. Oh, I also drove to New Orleans. That's probably longer. I did a southern road trip.
Yeah.
I went to all those southern cities, all those Confederate cities.
Actually, it's probably not. It's probably cross-country.
St. Louis is longer?
Yeah, if you had gone to like southern Florida, it'd be different.
Oh, okay. I went to New Orleans.
That's Florida, if you fold it up, it's all the way up here.
Yeah.
The top of Florida comes all the way up here.
That's true. So I've done that, but I've never gone all the way. So when I heard the flights were going down, I was like, honey, what if we rent the car and we drive from Puebla to New York City?
And what did she say?
She's like, first her response was, how long is it? I said, thank you. All right, we're getting somewhere. Let's find out.
So you mapped it, and?
Now let me just tell you this about Puebla. It is not like on the border. It is I'm closer to Guatemala than I am the United States. And so it was going to take about 14 hours of driving just to get to the border, to get back to the United States. It was going to take another like 17 hours to drive from there to New York. So it was about a 40-hour trip. And my wife politely said, no way.
No chance.
And I was so jealous, man, because I kept thinking about how amazing that trip would be.
No train? You couldn't take a cross-country train, maybe?
Through Mexico?
No, I get out of Mexico.
And then take a train. So drive 14 hours out of Mexico and then get on a train?
Yeah.
I guess that would have been an option. I mean,
that's a cool way to see the middle of the country, right?
Nah, I got to drive, man. And that's my dream. Would you do that with me? Like a radio show road trip?
That actually would be fun.
Oh.
We'd have to get like a bus, though.
RV.
Or bus.
What about an RV? Why a bus? The hell are we doing with a bus?
Bigger.
But RV, you could sit back and like hang out, eat dinner, Sean will cook. Like, and then we drive.
Sean will cook. Sean will be on a plane. Tell me where the next stop is.
Bro, Loogie knows this because I've said this before.
Dude, if John Madden could do it for decades, you could do it for a week, Sean.
In fact, I'll tell you exactly how we should do it.
Tiki, we get to the first stop and you go, where's the next stop? You'd be the next one on the plane too. Who are you kidding?
No, he would do it. Tiki's a man of the people. I'll tell you exactly how we should do it. And you got to get Sales on board, and you got to get Big Ryan Hurley on board.
Uh-huh. I could hear him sighing right now in the car.
Super Bowl. We drive to the Super Bowl.
Wow. New Orleans?
Is that where? That's where it is this year. I've done New
drivable.
Orleans.
That's drivable.
That's easily drivable.
We do that. We stop in different cities, do a show that night. Like, one of the places we'll stop is your hometown. How great is that? Tiki returns home.
To Roanoke, Virginia.
That's right. It's live from Tiki's home in Roanoke, and it's brought to you by, and then we sell it.
Right.
How long do we think the drive is from here to New Orleans?
So I've done it.
With traffic and stops?
I've done it. Now, the way
we won't go straight through, though.
Can't go straight through. Got to stop.
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to take us 5 days.
Okay.
Yeah, so day one, we would go to Roanoke.
Mm-hmm.
Day two, we would go to somewhere in Georgia.
Which president is from Georgia?
Jimmy Carter. Okay. He's still alive, by the way. He's not dead. Just want to let you know, he's still going.
According to your report earlier in the week, he was dead.
Well.
And Nancy Reagan has skills.
Shh, break the glass.
What?
No, there's other cities in Georgia.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Are you breaking? Is there breaking news?
That was a wink, wink joke. Because she said he's still alive.
Did he actually just pass away right now?
That would have been terrible.
Could you imagine that? That would have felt terrible. Yeah, you know what the problem with the New Orleans idea? Too close. Can't be New Orleans. No, it's got to be California.
No, the problem is that Evan wants us to be on a 5-day road trip. You don't lock the door when you go to the bathroom. And this guy goes number two in his pants. I'm not going to sit with you guys going cross country with that kind of stuff going on.
That's why you need a bus, because it's bigger.
ALCS, Yankees, Houston.
I'm up for that. The problem is, how do we get back for the NLCS, Mets, Phillies?
You know what I always wanted to do, and I don't know if you guys would be up for this, SEC game, like LSU, Alabama, tailgate, take the RV. I know we're not big college football fans around here, but I always heard the scene was a lot of fun.
No, I'm sure the scene
is. Am I the only one that's been to a game at Bryant Denny? Alabama?
Yeah, I have not.
Oh, dude. That would be worth it. I would agree with you, Tony.
I'm sure that's great, but I don't think the audience cares.
No, the audience would give
that's the problem.
To you know what, but it'd be fun as hell for us. I'm just telling you.
I agree, it'd be fun. I think there were two options. It's a Yankee or Met postseason game, you're right, like a Yankees-Dodgers World Series, we're driving to California, or the Super Bowl. But I think New Orleans is too close. Where's the Super Bowl after New Orleans, Sean?
I believe San Francisco.
Yeah. Bang! There it is.
Yeah, now we just need one of our teams to make it.
Oh, yeah, well.
Again, did you see Daniel Jones' deep ball?
My league neighbors in year two, all pro.
Let's go to Victor in Danbury, Connecticut. What's up, Victor?
Gentlemen, love the show. I'm going to stay calm.
All right.
Big Yankee fan. And my son, Lorenzo. Big Yankee fan.
Yes.
Boone's got to go. Mm. Boone's got to go. They've tuned him out. No one's listening. Nobody's scared of him. Get himself thrown out. You know, Boone's got to go. I just Googled Steinbrenner, George Steinbrenner. You go down, controversy.
Look, I don't think it's time yet, Victor, for Boone to go. But I asked this question earlier when we were sitting in our production meeting, getting ready for the show. At what point do the Boone supporters stop supporting him?
Are there any Boone supporters left?
Yeah, there are. I mean, I support him.
Are you still with him?
I'm still with him right now because I feel like what he did yesterday it was small. He didn't really say anything, but at least he was emotional. Shows that he cares about trying to get this right in some capacity. But at some point, the lack of movement or urgency or whatever word you want to use is going to start really becoming an issue. And that's when I think the supporters turn on him and say, great guy, supports the hell out of his team, but he just can't get it done.
Listen, I don't think that there's a magic elixir that involves firing the manager that would save the Yankees. But as I've told you before, and I talked about this a couple weeks ago with you, that is a lever you pull when you're desperate. And sometimes pulling that lever works. Rob Thompson a few years ago, Jerry Manuel with the Mets years before that. It's a lever of desperation. And I think the only way that lever gets pulled is if there is some kind of falling out between Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman. And it seems, correct me if I'm wrong, that they've always been on the same page.
Yeah.
That there's been that connective tissue between both Cashman and Aaron Boone.
Well, do you think yesterday's outburst was a latent whatever issue that's been festering between him and Cash.
Is that what you think?
I don't know.
Do you think Aaron Boone's mad at Brian Cashman because of the roster?
Well, Aaron Boone's the one that gets asked the questions.
Yes.
Aaron Boone's the one that takes the heat.
Yeah.
Aaron Boone's the one that has to run out a lineup with J.D. Davis batting cleanup and Jamai Jones leading off. Aaron Boone has to make these very tough decisions with inferior players, especially to some of the rosters that they're playing, including the Mets. So at some point, Aaron Boone's going to be like pissed off and say, dude, you're not giving me enough to work with.
The only sign I would see, and this is fan fiction, of Aaron Boone being frustrated with Cashman was the awkwardness of his answer yesterday to why J.D. Davis was playing over Ben Rice.
Yes.
And Sean and a caller suggested, hey, is Cashman forcing Boone to play J.D. Davis? And my answer is no, but that answer was so clunky and awkward that, like, it's very difficult to answer a question when you don't believe something.
Well, there's no, yes, of course. You start to answer the question and you know you're lying.
Right.
It's really hard to stay.
I could not do that.
I couldn't either.
I couldn't be a press secretary because there would come a point where I'd be like, no, the president's an idiot. What do you want me to say? Like, that would be my answer, and then I'd get fired.
Right, here's the spin they told me to say. But the reality is, yeah, he screwed up.
Right, exactly. It would go badly. As far as firing him is concerned, you know, what would George do? We had fun with that a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It's always something that comes up, especially around Mets-Yankees. What would George do? Please keep this in mind. I think this is very, very important. When George Steinbrenner was firing Yogi Berra and bringing Billy Martin back for the 500th time, or he was firing Dallas Green and hiring Bucky Dent, or he was firing Bucky Dent and hiring Stump Merrill, or he was firing Billy Martin and bringing in Bob Lemon, that one worked. When he was doing all of that, more times than not, the Yankees were dysfunctional. Like, it didn't end with great results other than 1978 where they won the World Series. That's the only example. Outside of that, all of those moves in the 80s was an embarrassment. In the 90s, the era that we talk so glowingly about, they never did that. Joe Torre was the manager, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about firing him as if, but George would have done that, understand that when George did that, it was an embarrassment to the franchise.
And they were emotional decisions that didn't have the desired result most times.
They didn't work. And so, you want to fire him, Sean? Are you at that point as a Yankee fan?
Only if Cashman is gone, too.
Well, you're not, but that's not happening.
But that's my point, though. It accomplishes nothing. That's all I'm telling you. Firing Aaron Boone and only Aaron Boone accomplishes nothing because you're just inserting the next person in there that Brian Cashman can basically tell what.
Well, who's the manager? It's either Brad Ausmus or Luis Rojas.
Give me Luis Rojas. I need the Met mojo right now.
You imagine that? Imagine Luis Rojas takes over and the Yankees get sparked.
Oh, my God.
That would be an OMG. Alan is calling from New Hyde Park. What's up, Alan?
How you doing, guys? I'm not going to rehash all the things you guys have talked about. I just want to say first to you guys, to Evan and Luigi, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice of you. We appreciate it.
No, listen. I'm in my seventh decade. I don't get depressed over this stuff. I get annoyed. I was there with my son on Tuesday, and I was annoyed by what I saw. But we saw the team that put out, and I was, like, stunned. And I said, this can be tough to win to my son. But that's the way it went. And you guys, the Mets have played very well baseball the last few months, and we know the Yankees have it.
You know what I appreciate about that phone call? You know, there are some who say, why are you congratulating me and Lugie? We didn't play. But I will accept that congratulations. You want to know why?
Why?
Because we watch every game. We suffer through the losses. And sometimes I wonder, and I'm sure Yankee fans are wondering this right now. Sometimes I wonder, I may offend Tiki with this comment. I'm just going to warn you. Sometimes I wonder if we as fans work harder and are more bothered by losses than the actual athletes. What's up?
You might be more bothered.
Oh, really?
You don't work harder. I promise you.
You know
how
long it takes to set that scorecard up?
I'm just telling you, 35 seconds. I saw you do it.
So the work harder one is the thing that bothered you right there.
Yeah. I think.
Would you confirm that we take the losses tougher?
Yes, because you're irrational. Whereas the athlete looks at it for what it is. It's an opportunity or a moment to learn about yourself and get better. You can't dwell on them, though. Like, I think the fan dwells. The athlete can't.
No, and I respect that, but so that's why
you take it harder.
And that's why we deserve congratulations. That's why I will always accept fan congratulations from other fans, because even though Loogie didn't hit a home run, and I didn't throw a pitch. Man, as fans, we take this crap very, very hard.
Right.
And so when we see our team win and we get to walk out of a stadium like a conquering hero and Loogie gets to tweet the shtick, like, it's a very satisfying feeling.
Also, and obviously Tiki spent his whole career with the Giants, but not every player is like that. We as fans made it for life like geese with our teams. So we are a Met fan forever.
Forever.
Where a player might be on Oakland next year. So for them, it's like, yeah, let's go back to my mansion. Yeah. We lost this game. And we are with our team forever, win or lose.
Right. You could go decide to play in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's a business.
And then become dead to us. Your call's next at 888-808-1019. And I mentioned yesterday that Aaron Judge should lead off for the New York Yankees. I come with even more reasons why it's a no-brainer move, and Aaron Boone should start doing it tomorrow night against the Red Sox. About to get you set for the big Met game if you're driving out to Citi Field tonight. I'm very jealous of those going to the game because not only are you getting to see the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves rekindle their rivalry, but it's one of my favorite giveaways of the season tonight, which that's why I'm expecting a big crowd. Hmm. It is New York Mets. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Pickleball paddle night.
Oh, nice.
How about that?
I even sent a message to my season ticket holder representative and said, is there any way you can hold two?
Can you save one or two for me?
And he said, okay. I'm like, let's go. I'll be there tomorrow and over the weekend, but big series tonight against the Braves. More on that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Now, I mentioned to you yesterday, and you liked the idea, of Aaron Judge leading off for the Yankees.
I did.
And the reasons I gave you yesterday was, he leads off a game, you're not putting him on base.
Great thought.
And if you do, you are now giving the Yankees an excellent chance to score. Because if the leadoff man is on with nobody out, your chances of scoring are a lot better than when you put Judge on with two outs and nobody on, which is more likely to be a scenario when you're batting third than when you're batting first. So tomorrow night, to start the game at Fenway Park, I would lead off Aaron Judge, that being one of the reasons.
What do you think the likelihood of that happening? Zero.
I don't think it's zero, and I'll tell you why. So I went back to the one time in Aaron Judge's career where he did lead off. As you may recall,
one in 8 years.
What was that?
It was only one time in 8 years.
It wasn't one time. It was one stretch of time.
Oh, got it. Got
okay,
it.
So it wasn't a game because that would mean nothing.
Right.
It was a stretch of games late in the 2022 season where Aaron Boone decided, you know what? I'm going to lead off Aaron Judge. I'm going to see what it's like to put him in the leadoff spot. Hmm. And he did that.
You think that was because he was helping him chase the home run record and he knows he's going to get pitched to?
I think it was because that was their best possible lineup.
Got it.
Call me crazy. Mm. It seemed to make a lot of sense when he was doing that. And he did that in September of 2022. So I guess that does back up your point that maybe it was just for the record. But I'd like to supply some numbers for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I think numbers matter.
They do.
So Aaron Judge led off a handful of times sporadically throughout the 2022 season. He did it 11 times spread out through May, June, July. And during that time, the Yankees were 7-4. Starting on September 10th, Aaron Boone decided to make Aaron Judge the every single day leadoff hitter. And during that time, the New York Yankees had a record of 16-7. Overall, the New York Yankees, in a season that is kind of familiar to this season.
Of course.
Good start, then everything falls apart.
Yep.
They were 24-11 in the 35 games where Aaron Judge led off.
Okay.
Mean something?
So it backs up your thought process.
I'm not done yet. I got
but
more.
But it also, the statistical evidence tells you that it's not a bad idea.
That's right. I got more statistics.
Let's hear them.
When he was batting leadoff, you know what Aaron Judge's batting average was during those 35 games?
Over 300, I'm assuming.
Over 300. 366.
Wow.
His on base, 481. His OPS, 1,221. So, small sample size.
Very, but
a period and a season that was historic, I admit that. But the Yankees won games, and Aaron Judge was incredibly productive. Why would you not try it now?
You should try it now, but I think that's also admitting that you're desperate for a solution. But at this point, who the hell cares? We all know you're desperate for a solution, so why not just be desperate for the solution and do something or try something that in the past has worked, right? It's one of those things.
That's right.
I need to save face by not looking, having this thing solve itself by not looking desperate when we don't care. Just fix it. and try something different.
And it has worked in the past. So instead of doing the same thing over and over again, and I know Glaber is a leadoff hitter, worked yesterday, a guy hit a home run, but the inherent problem with Aaron Judge batting third is that there's no one to protect him.
Yeah.
And so by hitting him first, you now have a little bit of protection because you could continue to hit Juan Soto second.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could hit Juan Soto third, knowing if Judge is on base, Juan Soto has a chance to drive him in.
If they could fill out a lineup card that has featured Alex Verdugo, Ben Rice, and Jamai Jones each taking turns at points this year hitting leadoff, there is no reason they cannot pencil in the name Aaron Judge for an extra at-bat.
So you're all in?
Yeah, what? We're at the depths of hell, Helen. Yes, yeah. We're all in.
See, you'll accept anything at this point.
Yes.
What if I gave like an EV? What if I said we should have Aaron Judge ninth? I got this great strategy on why batting ninth works. Would you try that too?
No, never. It's too long.
No.
Okay.
Just wait forever for him to get an at bat.
By the way, here's the great Robert Klein, who's a big Yankee fan. Robert, how are you?
Hey, man. How you doing?
What's up?
We're fantastic.
Hello, Tiki.
What's up?
Hi, Tiki. I'm glad you have a grown-up there, Tiki.
Me too. I'm very excited about that.
You all of you are very funny. The boys in the back there too. I happen to be catching this thing today. I'm not religiously attached to your show, which is a good show.
Thank you.
Especially with that grown-up over there. loved you as a player. You have a lot of wonderful dignity and intelligence.
I appreciate it.
As a professional athlete. And you on the left there, I don't know what to make of you. You're quite a guy there. What a fan. Anyway, what I wanted to say
that's
is...
You, that's you, Evan.
I love the Yankees first. I love the Yankees first. The Mets second. In the World Series, I wanted the Mets to win one. And I was rooting for them to split this. Yankee fans are ridiculous. Part of it is the PR of the company. You know, all this World Series of bust. There were 32 teams, right?
30.
Or are they still 8 and 8?
Yeah.
You know, that when they started. Are the Cleveland Browns, are the St. Louis Browns still operating? I'm a little behind. They were perennial losers. What I'm saying is, last year they made so little. In fact, Evan, you were mocking a winning season. What does that mean? It means 33 years. Would you rather be a Pittsburgh Pirate? They're talking about those wonderful view of the stadium. You know, they never win. Kansas City, Yankees always are in the ballpark.
Is that enough?
New York.
But is that enough for you and some Yankee fans? Because it's good.
Don't interrupt me, please.
No, I'm commenting. Do you think that's enough, though, for most people?
Obviously not. You know, but the thing is, they're always in the... Baseball is replete with this. It's the history of baseball. They were going so strong. I said, wait, you know, go a few weeks and it'll dip. You know, and of course it does. Whoever goes start to finish, the 98 Yankees? I don't know my years anymore. I know 47, they won, beat the Dodgers.
You nailed the 98 one. You got that right.
No, I used to know. I mean, you know, I my father took me when I was 5, and Joe Collins was the first baseman, and Jerry Coleman was the second baseman, Phil Rizzuto.
Wow.
And anyway, all I wanted to say was that it's so silly. It's entertainment. I know what it's like to root and all that. My heart isn't invested in it like it was when I'm 82 now. I have other things to do, like urinate. You know what I mean? So anyway,
just not in your pants, like Sean does.
Yeah, I'm just saying that. Come on, relax. Changing the batting order. I mean, you're talking about how what the batting order is. Yes, J.D. Schmegegi shouldn't be on the team, the New York Yankees. But you know, it's not going to change because you put in him second. And
but Robert, isn't that what we do in New York? Isn't that what we complain about? It's literally the lineup. You know what I mean?
Kiki, there's no doubt. Yeah, there's no doubt because, first of all, it gives you guys a living to talk. Thank God.
That's true.
You know, wait till I'm turning on channel 46. I'm seeing
a cornholing in Tech, Kansas. Mm. The sports world right now is on a hiatus.
Yeah. Sean, you meant cornhole. Tough, that's like the beanbag tossing game.
I got it. Loogie didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Just
no, that's sure. Like legal cursing. You can get away with it. Like at a dog show, you can say bitch. It's totally proper. Or the dog is from Norfolk. You can't argue with that. But just to say that, it's not, for some reason, they lose this timing, this rhythm. I think what Ted Williams said, I think he said, isn't it the hardest thing in sports? And even Tiki is shaking his head yes. Although I'm a 5-second delay, he may be asking for a donut.
It's too late in the day for a donut. I'll never burn off the sugar.
It's not the best. They stop hitting, and I think there is an infectious thing on teams. And Tiki, you know, when a team loses, they what are you laughing at? I said something a year ago.
That's what happens when you watch us on SNY.
You know, be with it. And
close your
enjoy
eyes,
the
close
fact
your
that
eyes
they have a
and
quality
talk to us. Close your eyes and talk to us. That put makes the TV visual go away.
Yeah, I've been on delays before, and it drives me. CNN used to have an echo. Anyway, Robert, how are you?
So the lesson you are giving Yankee fans is calm down, enjoy the ride. They're always good. Take a deep breath. Have I gotten that correct?
You can't. You got it, but you can't tell that to real fans. Man, Tiki, what are you saying?
I'm not saying anything right now.
We're listening.
Oh, I see your mouth moving. You're driving me crazy. I'm turning your side on.
Well,
let's face it, Evan, you are really heart and soul into your teams, and it really does bother you. I mean, I don't know how it would be to be married to you, but you must be.
She's an angel, put it that way. Yeah. You know what it was, Robbie? You know what I did that was very smart? When I met my wife almost 10 years ago, I told her exactly what I was. So she knew going in, oh, this guy's crazy. Oh, this guy's obsessed. So nothing comes as a surprise. So when I'm extra giddy after a win or upset after a loss, she just knows that's who I am and accepts me for all my flaws.
You know what? It's love, baby.
Yeah.
That's right.
I've been divorced for 39 years. I believe in the institution. But who has it said I don't need an institution? I'm perfectly healthy. I had a lawyer. Go ahead.
Oh, no, we're listening. You can respond.
It's your stage right now.
We're giving you the stage, man. You're a legend.
I'm not going to look at the TV. You guys are so good looking. Go ahead.
Thank you.
You mean Tiki, though. He doesn't mean me.
All right. Is that it? Because we're giving you more time if you want it. If not, we can move on.
And I just want to say that, when you're really in your gut, and there are more important things in life, sports are wonderful. I really do believe in it. And you have a winning team. You have stars. You're looking at Judge, and you're looking at that other guy. For some reason, they stop hitting, and for some reason, they lose their confidence pitching. It isn't a question of – and also when you choose players like the general manager does, that's a crapshoot. Right?
In some cases, it is.
You never know who's going to pan out for you.
Look, I think that what you're saying is very rational, and I hope to live by that with my teams, but we as sports fans are not rational. Hmm. And the Yankees have set a bar that is so unattainable, which is they better win every year. And that's what they did to a lot of people in the late 90s. So while you're right, because I remember you referenced the discussion we had last year, and you're right. I said, big deal, they had a winning record. Who cares? It is an amazing streak.
Well, it's something to take pride in.
Amazing.
Different than, say, Mike Tomlin with the Pittsburgh Steelers, who in his 15 years of head coaching has never had a losing record.
It's incredible.
Right? They haven't made the playoffs every year, sometimes they crash out, but you'd never have a losing record.
But the bar is winning a championship. That's just the way it is for most Yankee fans.
And it's true that the Yankees have always had money, and man, that is, forget it, a fortune. You know, I became a very big Mets fan over the Yankees for 2 years, Evan.
When?
Why?
Like the 80s? When they were winning or like during a bad time?
I'm going to turn myself away from the video here. I won't go too long. I know you have to sell blintzes. But
I did it because Steinbrenner didn't pay Dave Winfield for his foundation, yeah, and began to have him followed by this creep,
yes,
who did hard times.
Yes.
And I said, man, this guy's the only guy on the team worth
Howard
watching.
Spiro.
And
yep,
he was an elegant man, and it was awful. And I'm in the Let's Go Mets Go video.
How about that? I think I remember that.
Yeah. You'll see me in it. And I also got paid a lot of money from Tropicana to do a promotion in several ballparks. And I was backstage, as we say in the theater, with the Mets in their dugout. And they did the rookie trick on me.
Hotfoot?
Really, I have names and nouns a little. But John, the garbage man's son.
John Franco?
Franco. Yeah.
The great reliever. Sometimes my age, you know, a reference better than the thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think of him and garbage in the same time, but he was a good pitcher.
Wow.
They pulled a rookie thing on me. That they put me on the ground and someone's going to lift me up, and then they poured crap all over me.
Oh, wow.
And it was
nice.
And I showed it on the Tonight Show. But anyway, I was at the first Mets home game, 1962 at the Polo Ground.
How about that?
My college roommate, who's a retired neurologist now, said, hey, would you like to go to the Mets opening game in New York? I said, why not? I had been to the Polo Grounds to watch the Giants.
Yeah.
Roger Craig pitched and lost, I believe his record was 4-23 or something.
Yeah, sounds about right for the 62 Mets.
Yeah. Wow. And you know, and also, do you remember Pete Fornatel from NEW?
The name sounds
very
familiar.
Wonderful, progressive jazz. He invited me to the World Series. And I was there for the thing that went through the first baseman's leg.
Yes, Billy Buckner.
In the
wow. So you've seen it all.
So
you've
seen it all. You know, I root for New York teams.
Well, you know what? Come to the World Series this year when the Mets make it in Queens, all right? You're going to come back, City Field?
I have no interest in going. I don't like going to the games anymore.
What happened?
I've been invited courtside to the Knicks for years. They've been very gracious to me.
Why won't
you do it? I have no complaints personally. I'm getting. I can walk and talk, and I did a show for 1,200 people in the theater 2 months ago. But I think I'm going to take it easy and relax. It's annoying. Except the Knicks, you get a beautiful dinner and
we'll make it easy for you. I'll lean on our friends at the Cadillac Club and take you there. And then the SNY folks will take care of you as well. You come watch a game with us if they make it.
I'm old now.
It doesn't matter.
Ever hear of a thing called an 80-inch television 4 feet from my face?
Well, I'm sure they have an 80-inch television in the suite.
I know. What I'm talking about is going down. I live in Westchester.
Okay, you're
going
right
down
next to Evan. He'll drive you.
Yeah, would you trust me to drive you to Citi Field, or would you get nervous? Because I'm kind of crazy.
Evan, I think you're probably a pretty careful driver. You love your kids. I like what you do. I just became a grandfather. I love that. Kiki, you have kids too, don't you?
I have six kids.
Six.
Oh my God, that's great.
Thank you.
Especially since you can afford them.
Exactly. Robert, we appreciate.
As long as I don't have to pay for them, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
Robert, we appreciate you
calling. Yeah, I really admire you very much, Dickie. I love you on network.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I'm glad, Evan, I know this is sacrilegious. I didn't like your last partner as much as this guy. I'm glad. I didn't like that guy too much. I know he's not a bad guy. I once did a benefit with him, but this guy gives the show dignity, which you completely lose.
Very true.
The two guys in the back, I like them. They're aspiring. They're funny. I'm looking like an old show business guy. I'm telling you.
I like it.
You guys do well.
You got a chance, Sean. You got a chance.
Juvenile. I'm 82. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes.
I'm so glad to talk to you, and I wanted to put my two cents in about New York sports. And also one other thing, my interest in calling you began with this. You keep on saying, as long as he's healthy, as long as he's healthy. He doesn't have tuberculosis. He's in a profession where 280-pound people are facing each other faster and stronger and more agile than ever before.
Yeah, you're right.
They only weigh 240, 50. Roosevelt Brown, offensive tackle.
Oh, one of the greatest 29-inch
waist.
29-inch waist, 245. Anyway, the whole idea of using the word healthy with respect to professional athletes is dumb to me.
Especially football players. Especially football
before
players.
Before I get thrown off the air.
No, you'll never get thrown off the air. Go ahead.
PK, I want to ask you a question.
Please. I'd be honored.
I know it's not completely pure luck, but isn't there an amount of luck in getting injured in sports? Except a guy like who aged badly, like the slugger in the Yanks, whose legs are
Giancarlo. Yeah, Giancarlo, who has all the soft tissue issues. Is there an element of luck in staying healthy? Yes and no.
I think there's more luck. What I'm asking you is, why is it? Isn't it just luck? Why everyone gets hurt?
No. I'll give you a perfect example, personal experience. So I used to have bad ankles because my muscular tendinal joints connectors weren't strong enough. And once Coach Coughlin came, I started powerlifting, and I became, as my strength trainer, whose name was Joe Carini, said, I became Carini proofed, meaning I couldn't get hurt. So I'd get compromised and I would survive it because I was strong. And so I think preparation eliminates the bad luck that gets guys healthy or gets guys injured. And so it's preparation, it's awareness, it's understanding how you're going to get hit. I'm talking football. Baseball is different. But for football, it's all preparation. In my last 4 or 5 years, I never miss games. So it's
so why does everyone use this guy? What?
Well, unfortunately, he passed away, but it's also because...
So what? I don't let that get in the way.
I don't know. It bothers me that guys can't stay consistently healthy because...
Well, can I give you an example of something that I see all the time, except that that's my other bugaboo, these analysts in every sport. Shut up. Mm-hmm. I like, what's his name, Flash from New Rockland County. Don't analyze every foul ball like a high school coach. Yeah,
just have a conversation.
I like Coney.
Just have
Rebity,
a conversation.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, and three guys in the booth at any time. No, but I was thinking of Smoltz, who is a brilliant pitcher. All these, he keeps on talking how those Braves never got hurt on their arm. And that, what's the one whose brother is still a coach who threw curveballs? Evan?
Greg Maddux.
Greg Maddux.
Yep.
Yeah. These guys never got hurt. Now, was that guy who used to look like he was a Jewish guy davening in the dugout? Remember that Italian coach? He was the pitching coach was so nervous.
Oh, Leo Mazzoni.
Yeah.
Leo Mazzoni. It's like a guessing game. He fixed the guess,
but you keep nailing it.
Well, when you're with a senior citizen, especially young boys in the back there, you have to have patience and help them with names and nouns.
No, listen, man, I've learned
anyway,
it.
I just think, I don't understand hamstring issues, for example. That, to me, is very few. Well, what am I talking? I don't know what the hell.
We do need to run, but we appreciate you calling in and the kind words for Tiki and the sort of kind words for me.
Yes.
Much appreciated,
Thank you,
sir.
Mr. Klein. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, you're a cute kid.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
The great Robert Klein. Now, I put him on hold, Loogie. Show some respect and say thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
He's like a legendary Broadway star.
He's putting,
and an actor
he's
and a stand-up
you,
comedian.
And he's putting you guys over, too.
Yeah. He put everybody over. I mean, except for me, but he put everybody over in honor. But... Yes, Yankee fans are still going to demand the championship, and they're not going to be okay with an above 500 season. We'll get back to your phone calls coming up, 888-808-1019. Sean's got a Cinco de 5-0 list upcoming, and we'll get you set for a big Mets-Braves game tonight that features a very interesting lineup decision that I don't love from Carlos Mendoza.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.